A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the documents seized from the office of President Donald Trump's former national security advisor.
According to court filings unsealed this week, multiple documents seized by federal agents from the office of former national security advisor John Bolton are labeled classified, confidential, and secret, and appear to be about weapons of mass destruction, national strategic communication, and the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Many of the documents contain partial or full redactions. Bolton was President Donald Trump's national security advisor during his first administration, but he served only 17 months and was ousted after clashing with Trump over Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea. I'm Donna Warder.
AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on the trial of former French President Nicolas Sarkozy.
Paris court has found former French President Nicolas Sarkozy guilty on one charge in his trial for the alleged illegal financing of his 2007 presidential campaign with money from the government of then Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Sarkozy arrived at his trial accompanied by his wife, Carla Bruni Sarkozy. The court found Sarkozy guilty of criminal association in a scheme from 2005 to 2007 to finance his campaign with funds from Libya in exchange for diplomatic favors. But it cleared him of three other charges, including passive corruption, illegal campaign financing, and concealment of the embezzlement of public funds. Sarkozy can appeal the guilty verdict, which would suspend any sentence pending the appeal. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tattoo artists in South Korea will no longer need to worry about being punished for doing their jobs. That's as the country's parliament approved a landmark bill to end a requirement that anyone who gives a tattoo must have a medical license. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a pesky problem that can affect school children.
According to Google Trends, since mid-August, there have been more searches for the blood-sucking parasite lice. Lice are not associated with hygiene, disease, or economic status, and there are some suggestions for prevention.
Mint is the strongest prevention scent.
Jacob Anthon, a franchise owner of Lice Clinics of America in Houston.
Truthfully, anything that changes the scent of your scalp is actually considered a lice deterrent.
Treatments can include medication and specialists. Guidelines from the American Academy of Dermatology recommends retreating for any product that can be bought without a prescription and that no approved method can kill lice and their eggs during the first treatment. The CDC suggests machine wash and dry clothing and clean infested areas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Pinjwani. AP News.
The head of a U.S. congressional delegation to China, Democratic Representative Adam Smith of Washington State, says a lot needs to be done to resolve the trade conflict between the U.S. and China. Following a meeting in Shanghai with the American Chamber of Commerce, Smith said the world could benefit from the U.S. and China resolving some of their differences. But he says despite the tariffs, a lot of business is still going on between the two countries.
There's a lot of, you know, startups happening, a lot of innovation happening, a lot of businesses growing. Obviously, we heard that they're adding three McDonald's restaurants a day throughout China. So I guess my thing, which was, there's still a lot of business going on despite all of that.
Smith also says the U.S. and China are two of the world's biggest nuclear powers, and their militaries need to start discussions. I'm Donna Warder.
I guess you could say they're dirty cops.
President Trump in 2019 talking about now former FBI agent Peter Strzok and former FBI lawyer Lisa Page.
We got their text messages, and what they said in those text messages was shocking. when you talk about bias.
Strzok was part of the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and told Congress in 2018,
"At no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took."
In a lawsuit, he made a First Amendment claim, saying he was wrongfully fired from the agency over those texts, and the FBI caved to pressure from Trump. But now a federal judge has rejected Strzok's claims, saying the FBI's interest in avoiding the appearance of bias outweighed his interest in expressing his political opinions. 20 Democratic state attorneys general filed a federal lawsuit claiming the Trump administration's threatening to withhold billions of dollars in disaster relief funds unless their states agree to certain immigration enforcement actions. Now a federal judge has ruled such a requirement is unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge William Smith in Rhode Island found the conditions arbitrary and capricious, and withholding of aid coercive, ambiguous, and unrelated to the purpose of the federal grants. The Trump administration maintains cities and states who break the law should not receive federal funding and vows no lawsuit will stop it from, quote, restoring the rule of law.
I have done a great service for our country when I fired James Comey because he was a bad cop and he was a dirty cop and he lied. He really lied.
That was President Trump in 2019. Now two people familiar with the matter tell AP that Justice Department's preparing to ask a grand jury to indict the former FBI director on charges of lying to Congress in testimony related to the investigation into ties between Russia and Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. It comes days after President Trump appealed to his attorney general to charge Comey and other political adversaries, and after his replacement of the top prosecutor in the office handling the Comey case. One of the sources tells AP prosecutors have detailed their concerns about seeking an indictment in a memo. The White House is telling federal agencies to prepare large-scale firings if Congress fails to pass a funding bill forcing a government shutdown next week. The Office of Management and Budget says agencies should consider a reduction in force for federal programs whose funding would lapse, is not otherwise funded, and is, quote, not consistent with the president's priorities. A reduction in force would eliminate positions, a much more aggressive step than in previous shutdowns when federal workers not deemed essential were furloughed but returned to their jobs once Congress approved the spending. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The White House has issued a burst of social media posts promoting a new installation along the West Wing colonnade, the covered walkway adjacent to the Rose Garden. The new presidential Walk of Fame looks something like an Employee of the Month display, black and white portraits framed in gold of previous commanders-in-chief, except for one. Instead of Joe Biden's portrait, President Trump hung a photo of an auto pen signing the Democrat president's name. The snub amounts to the latest attempt by Trump to delegitimize Biden, who he openly mocked at the UN General Assembly on Tuesday.
The most corrupt, incompetent administration in history, the sleepy Joe Biden administration.
The president has cast doubt on the validity of documents signed during the Biden administration and alleged without evidence that officials might have forged their boss's signature and taken actions he wasn't aware of, something Biden has said is a lie. The photo wall is the latest in a series of design changes that Trump has made at the White House. He's also added gold accents to the Oval Office, installed massive new flagpoles on both lawns, covered the Rose Garden lawn with a stone patio, and begun construction on a new White House ballroom, which he said that he and donors will pay for. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Trump administration is holding back on grants to some very big school districts over transgender bathroom policies. Schools in New York City, Chicago, and Fairfax County in Virginia missed an administration deadline to agree to stop giving students access to locker rooms and restrooms corresponding with their gender identity. The Education Department says it will not certify they are in compliance with federal civil rights law, making them ineligible for funding for specialty magnet schools. New York City schools will lose about $15 million. A department spokeswoman says public school parents have every right to expect an excellent education, not ideological indoctrination, masquerading as inclusive policy. A spokesperson for New York's Mayor Eric Adams says the federal government is threatening to defund our children's education as a tool to change policies it doesn't like. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A gunman with a rifle opens fire on an ICE facility in Dallas from a nearby roof Wednesday morning, killing one detainee and wounding two more before taking his own life. Officials IDing him as 29-year-old Joshua Jan and say he was shooting indiscriminately at the building and at an ICE van that the detainees were in. FBI Special Agent Joe Rothrock says no law enforcement were injured and they are investigating this as an act of targeted violence.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature.
A July attack at another Texas immigration detention center injured a police officer. Joshua Johnson is with ICE.
The rhetoric has to stop. There are people out there who are seeing what is being placed online, and they're coming and they're doing acts of violence.
Audio courtesy KDFW. At least two senior Justice Department officials likely broke court rules governing the conduct of prosecutors by reposting comments President Trump made about Luigi Mangione, the man accused of assassinating UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Earlier in the month, Trump said Mangione is guilty. The clip circulated on social media was reposted by the Justice Department officials. A federal judge said Wednesday in an order that the officials probably violated a local rule limiting what prosecutors can say publicly about the guilt or innocence of a defendant before a trial, and future violations may result in sanctions. Mangione pled not guilty to both federal and state charges. His lawyers say the case is being poisoned by Justice Department officials. Turning the page on decades of distance, Syria's President Ahmad al-Shara addresses the UN General Assembly Wednesday, marking the first time any president from his country has done so in almost 60 years following dictatorship that killed 1 million and tortured hundreds of thousands.
Syria is reclaiming its rightful place among the nations of the world.
In December, then-President Bashar Assad was ousted. In his speech through a translator, al-Shara also blasting Israel and standing with Gaza.
The suffering Syria endured, we wish upon no one. We are among the peoples most deeply aware of the horrors of war and destruction. For this reason, we stand firmly with the people of Gaza.
In his United Nations General Assembly address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says no one is safe from Russia's war with Ukraine.
Russian operations are already spreading across countries, and Putin wants to continue this war by expanding it. And no one can feel safe right now.
He also told leaders the world is in the most destructive arms race in history.
Ukrainians are peaceful people, but they are people who want to live freely in their own independent country. That's why we invest in defense for many nations. There is simply no other way left.
On Tuesday, Zelensky met with President Trump, who expressed support for Ukraine's efforts and criticized Russia. Washington's hottest new club has everything. Cabinet secretaries, a new stone patio, white and yellow striped umbrellas, food from the White House kitchen, and even a playlist curated by President Trump. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. The Rose Garden Club, formerly just the Rose Garden, the lawn outside the Oval Office, resembles Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach. Presidents have always used invitations to the White House as a prestigious reward for friends and supporters, but Trump's rebranding of an iconic area of the People's House is unprecedented. Trump debuted the Rose Garden Club earlier this month and is set to host another event Wednesday night. Southern Arizona voters on Tuesday choosing Adelita Grijalva to succeed her father, the late U.S. Representative Raul Grijalva, a progressive Democrat who represented the state for more than two decades in Congress. She defeated Republican candidate Daniel Gutierrez in the 7th Congressional District, which hugs almost the entire length of Arizona's border with Mexico. She took to Instagram after to lay out her plans.
We have so much work ahead of us to do, from tackling gun violence and building a safer community for all of us Arizona families.
The win will make Grijalva the first Latina to represent Arizona in Congress. This seat was one of two remaining vacancies in blue districts that Democrats needed to hold to avoid losing more ground to Republicans in the U.S. House. I'm Julie Walker.
The family of one of the 67 people killed when an airliner collided with an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C. on January 29th is suing the government and American Airlines and its regional partner, PSA Airlines, accusing them of failing to recognize the warning signs after more than 30 documented near misses in the area.
A massive number of near misses that they nevertheless allowed their customers to be exposed to the dangers associated with those near misses.
Attorney Bob Clifford.
So there is that focus in the complaint on the fact that there's a corporate negligence and accountability.
The lawsuit also seeks to hold the Federal Aviation Administration and the Army accountable. The final NTSB report identifying the cause of the crash will not be released until at least next year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
After more than 3 months, it looks like the manhunt for Travis Decker in the wilds of Washington State is over. According to court documents filed today, U.S. Attorney Peter Serrano says the U.S. Marshals Service has advised prosecutors that Decker is dead, and attorneys have asked the judge to drop the arrest warrant. Three daughters of the former Army Ranger were reported missing May 30th after Decker did not bring them back from a visit per a court-ordered custody agreement. His ex-wife says Decker had been living out of his truck. The bodies of the three girls, ages 9, 8, and 5, were found in June near the Rock Island campground in the Cascades west of Leavenworth. An autopsy determined the girls had been bound with zip ties and died from suffocation with plastic bags over their heads. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison said crime lab DNA testing will help determine if the clothing and scattered body parts really belong to Decker and put to rest theories that he killed someone else to throw off law enforcement. I'm Jennifer King.
The owners of Camp Mystic say that they plan to partially reopen next summer. 27 campers and counselors were killed at the all-girls camp during catastrophic floods. The area of the camp along the river that was destroyed by floodwaters will not be part of that reopening. Only the part of the camp that was not damaged will resume welcoming campers. There are now new, tougher camp safety laws in Texas that prohibit cabins in dangerous parts of flood zones and require camp operators to develop detailed emergency plans. Money was also allocated for warning sirens and improved weather forecasting. Xcel Energy expects to pay about $640 million to settle lawsuits alleging it was responsible for starting Colorado's most destructive wildfire that killed two people and destroyed nearly 1,000 homes in 2021. Minneapolis-based Xcel has maintained that its equipment did not cause or contribute to the fire and does not admit any fault under the settlement. Investigators found that a sparking power line owned by Xcel was one of the causes. Embers from a smoldering scrap wood fire set days before on a nearby camp property was another. The two fires combined into an inferno following months of drought amid a winter nearly devoid of snow and wind gusts up to 100 miles per hour. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, bringing indexes a bit further below the all-time highs they set at the beginning of the week. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 171 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Micron Technology fell 2.8%. The chip company gave back some of its huge gain for the year, even though it reported a better profit than expected. Home builders rose following a strong report on sales of new homes. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Aaron Judge went deep twice to tie the MLB record with his fourth 50 home run season, as the Yankees tied the Blue Jays for first place in the AL East with an 8-1 rout of the White Sox.
Felt good to get that, get in a win, and just kind of keep our momentum going.
Cal Raleigh hit his majors leading 59th and 60th homers in the Mariners 9-2 rout of the Rockies. The Phillies hit a franchise record 8 homers in an 11-1 rout of the Marlins to seal a first-round postseason bye. NFL Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels says he feels good and doctors will decide if he can return from a left knee injury on Sunday against the Falcons. And MLS Lionel Messi scored twice in a 4-0 win over New York City FC to help Inter Miami clinch a playoff spot. Quarterback Drew Brees and receiver Larry Fitzgerald have been nominated for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class in their first year of eligibility. Brees ranks second all-time in passing yards and touchdowns, while Fitzgerald is second in career receptions and receiving yards. 11 other first-year eligible players are also nominated. The list of 128 modern-era candidates will be reduced to 15 before the final selection meeting. Willie Anderson, Torrey Holt, Luke Kuechly, and Adam Vinatieri are guaranteed four of those spots after making it to the final seven in 2025. Skiing's governing body has approved a gene testing policy for gender eligibility in women's events. The International Ski and Snowboard Foundation also delayed a decision on letting some Russian athletes try to qualify with neutral status for the 2026 Winter Olympics. FIS says it will work with national ski team officials on implementing the gender policy, which follows the lead taken by Track and Field's World Athletics. It did not publish a timetable for a testing program. The Milan Cortina d'Ampezzo Winter Games open February 6th. Sister Jean, the longtime chaplain for Loyola Chicago's men's basketball team, has retired at age 106 because of health concerns. Sister Jean became famous during Loyola Chicago's run to the Final Four in the 2018 NCAA tournament. She was often seen cheering courtside and supported the team for years.
I sit here so that I don't get hit with the ball.
She spoke with the AP in 2023.
I think sports are very important because they help develop life skills. And during those life skills, you're also talking about faith and purpose.
Sister Jean served as the team's chaplain for 30 years, becoming a beloved figure at the university. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
China, the world's largest carbon-polluting nation, has announced a new climate-fighting goal to cut emissions by 7% to 10% by 2035. In a video address, China's president Xi Jinping pledged that China would increase its wind and solar power sixfold from 2020 levels, make pollution-free vehicles mainstream, and basically establish a climate-adaptive society. It came as more than 100 world leaders lined up to talk of the increased urgency to curb the spewing of heat-trapping gases. With major international climate negotiations in Brazil 6.5 weeks away, the United Nations Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, convened a special leaders' summit during the General Assembly to focus on climate change. Speaking at the summit, Guterres said clean energy helped to provide jobs and affordable energy for everyone.
Clean is competitive, and climate action is imperative.
I'm Karen Chamas.
After spending 43 hours trapped in a collapsed underground gold mine in northern Colombia, 23 workers were finally rescued. People cheered as the first five emerged on their own power,
Cinco.
Using a rope to climb the steep entrance. Colombia's mining agency says the main entrance collapsed Monday due to a geomechanical failure. The mine is on land belonging to Canada's Aris Mining, but is operated by a local mining cooperative. Aris Mining says they provided the trapped workers with food, water, and ventilation during the rescue efforts. Families cheered and cried as each miner came out. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Typhoon Ragasa, one of the strongest in years, has caused massive destruction in Taiwan and the Philippines before slamming ashore in southern China. The typhoon whipped waves taller than lampposts onto Hong Kong promenades and turned seas rough. The fierce winds brought by Ragasa, once a super typhoon, woke Hong Kong residents in the early hours, and many went online to describe scenes like a kitchen ventilation fan being blown down and a crane swaying. Nearly 1.9 million people so far have been relocated across China's Guangdong province, while Hong Kong and Macau cancelled schools and flights, with many shops closing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
A BetterHelp ad.
Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
And I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.